We are learning Masechta Shchul and Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting Mem Vav Amud Aleph with two dots. The two dots is around 8 lines from the bottom. Hareya Shenikva. We're going to start the sugya of Reya, which goes on for a few blot, because Reya is the most common trefa by far when it comes to the behemoths, and there could be a lot of different problems with the Reya, and therefore the Gemara goes by Arichas in the sugya of the lungs of the Reya, and that's actually the only thing we check every time by behemoths. We're not chashish for Yudches Trefas unless we have a reason to think that it was a Trefa, a Reyesa. But if there's no Reyesa, we do not have to check for all 18 Trefas. The only Trefa we have to check for is the lungs, because there it's very common to have Trefas. It's very common. I'm pretty sure it's over 50%, at least for the way we're Machmer, it's over 50% that there could be problems in the Reya. And therefore, the Reya is very important to know all the halachas. So our Reya Shenikva, it said in our Mishnah that it was a Mechlekes, if you need the Leves HaSempainas or not, but Tanakama said, Hareya Shenikva, a Reya that has a hole. A hole is a mashu. Oishin Chasro, if it's missing, the halach is that it's a trefa. Zotu Gemara, Rav Shmuel, Rav Asi, the Amri, they all say it together, Karma Ilah, that it's enough if just the top membrane, there's two membranes to the Reya, has two layers that are covering the Reya, even if the top membrane has a hole, that already is a problem. And some say, no, it means the lower membrane. And we'll see in a second, is the low membrane alone a psul, or has to also be punctured through the top as well? We'll see in a second. Omra v'yisibram yeh, remember Nachman, v'simonech, to remember the second shita, which is the ikka shita, v'simonech, kituna devarda de mancha be'reya. Kituna devarda is like this red sweater where the Reya is in, because it's like a red covering, it's a malbush adam, like Rashi says, and it looks like a rose. So it's covered with this, that's the bottom membrane, it's a red membrane, and that's the ikker membrane. Zot Gemara, Shita, e inker viloil inker tatoi, tatoi megan. That's posh that the top membrane as a whole, it's not a problem, because the bottom one is megan, and that keeps the ear inside, there's no problem. Kidarab, no rabba. Hi Reya, you have a Reya, the iglid, it was peeled off, and now it looks like a red date. Hi Reya, the iglid, kahina sumko, it looks like a red date now, it's kshera. That means the whole entire top membrane was shaved off, it's kosher. Now, there's a question like this. The question like this. Let's say the inside membrane got a hole, but not the outer one. Is that enough? Is the outer one enough to protect the Reya, to protect the lung or not? That's a shayla. Pliga barav acha varavina. Charama loy megan, vacharama megan, vahilchasam megan, vipaskin megan, like we'll see in a second, which comes out of the halakha maisa. The only way the Reya is possible if it goes through and through. The hole goes through and through. And it makes sense also, because we'll see, as long as you keep the ear inside, so then it's fine. You keep the ear in the Reya, it'll be fine. You blow it up, and keep the ear inside. Hi Reya da Avsha. You hear the Reya, whistling sound, because after the behemoth dies, they test the Reya, they blow into it, and they blow into, let's say the case was here, they blew into the Reya, while it's still attached to the body, they blow it, and they hear a hissing sound, a whistling sound, sounding like some ear is escaping somewhere. So Rav Yosef, if I read the Avsha, it's whistling. If you know exactly, you can identify the place where it's whistling. You take a feather, a roiko, or saliva, a gila, or a straw, and you put it on top of that spot. Even vatsvasa, if it blows in the wind, when you're blowing it, and you put this on top of that reya, that spot, and it blows, and it moves, then you know it's a trefa, because it means a hole through and through. The loy, if it doesn't move, you know it's ksher. But let's say you don't know where that whistling sound is coming from, so you can't test it. You're bringing a bucket of water, psuri, dafka, warm water. You take the lung out of the behemoth, you put it into that bucket, now you're going to blow the air, and you'll see if any air bubbles coming. So, don't put it into hot water, the kafti, because it makes it constrict, it'll close the hole. Don't put it into cold water, the matarshi, makes it very hard, and it'll break open a hole. You put it into warm water, and you blow it. If you see some bubbles, trefa, because it's going through and through. If not, it's kosher. Why? Because all these halachas are clear that from all these tests of Rav Yosef was clear. That only the inside, what's whistling, because there's only a hole inside, but not outside. That you don't see any bubbles. You don't see any wind blowing outside. The high, the avshar, the noise is zikah the beni beniu. It's the ear that's getting caught in between the two membranes. So klar, the only time it's a trefa if the hole goes through and through. But if the hole is only on the inner membrane, even though it's whistling, but it's fine. And you can see a picture of Rabbi Lach's book where they blew it up, and you can see that it was like a ear bubble because the outside membrane now got full of air. So you see like an ear bubble in besides for the etzem rea, etzem lung, you see this ear bubble that's like, it looks like a little balloon because it's still holding the ear in, and it holds the ear in. That's the Ziki de Beni Benihu. Now, the Izzashal and the Rishonim, what happens if each of them have a hole but not in the same spot? We had the shayla before, the Gabbai the Veshet and the Korkabon, that type of shayla. What about here, about a Reya? So the guys that Shri and other Rishonim have machlekes about this, if those two holes are not lined up, the different spots will be kosher or not. Some say, just like we said before, by a Veshet, that's a problem. Why? Because when the behemoth eats and talks, it starts moving around. So you're also worried about that, therefore would be a problem when there's two holes, even though they're not lined up.
What's the Korkabon again?
Korkabon is the stomach of the chicken. So he said there, that might have been a Friday's blood. But the kookaburra on the chicken, there's a kookaburra with two covers. So there has there's an inside, the food goes inside there, and it has two covers there. So I'll think of more about it. We have over here a few members of Rava. And the siman is Ahini, Sumka, the Yavish Gildi, siman. We actually have afterwards a few more members of Rava. I'm not sure why he picks these four. The first four are these. Gufa, Amar Rava. High rea the iglid, a rea that got peeled off, its top layer got peeled off, kahina sumka, like a red date, kshera, it's kosher, like we said. Va'amu rava, rava is another member. You have to know what the gufa is. Usually when you say a gufa, you bring down a rava and you explain them. You didn't say anything. So Rekveiga says, it's not the only time in Shas he finds this thing. He says he finds the Shas in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud, and Baba Mitzvah Kuf Tef. Rekveiga had a bucket of keys in Gant Shas, he could tell you this. So I think more about it. Amu rava, nacha rava. Reya she'edima. You have a reya that all of a sudden got very red. A reya along is usually around pink. It's a very pinkish color. It's a reddish color, but it's pink. If you look at the real pictures, it's redder than the pink that they make in the art school pictures. But it's more red in the real thing, but it's red. But let's say it got redder than that. It looks like it got bloody, the lungs. So it looks like it's a little bit sick, the lungs. So reya she'edima, miksasa, kshera, if it's a little bit, it's kosher, kula trefa, if the whole thing got red, it's trefa. So Ravina doesn't understand this rabba. I'm the Ravina, the rabba. I don't understand you. Miksasa, my timer, why if it's a little bit red, are we not worried for a sickness? My timer, the hodabari gets better. Kula nami hodabari, even if it's fully red, if it's not, no blood's coming out, it should be hodabari, it should get better. I'll show you raya. Mila time to braisa. We want to know, legabe. This is the Gabe Shabbos. If you hit this Shkotzim Ramasim, you kill it. You didn't manage to kill it, but you gave it a chabura, and the dam didn't come out, but it went under the skin. Now you see it under the skin. You see it pooling under the skin. V'shar Shkotzim Ramasim atchiyetsim em dam. Until the dam actually comes out of the insect. Then it's considered an atilas shama. But if it didn't come out, then Afa Pi says Nitzra Adam behead them oyrom bechutz, and the skin and the outside looks red. Einzel akusa the matoich she'oyrom rach, since it's very thin skin, who amar lahadim, it gets red very quickly, and therefore it doesn't mean that the dam is on the way out. V'hachin Amir says by the lungs also memar lahadim, it gets red very quickly. It doesn't mean it really has a hole. Doesn't mean it has a hole, just it gets red very easily. So here, the lung turned red. What's the problem? You'll tell me, no, you know what? This is like L'shvayna Shratzim at the Mila. The eight Shratzim have very thick skin, and there, if you see the dam through the skin, it means that the dam came out of the right place of the behemoth and of the insect or of this little rodent, and it's coming out. The time of the Nitzra Adam Apishal Yotza, it's considered an Atilas Hashama. It's considered that a Chabura. It's considered a Chabura. So maybe over here it's like that also. Then the Yachay Filu Miksas Anami, even a Miksas also. Elo Loishna. Rashi says, what is Elo Loishna? Rashi is about the first intermediate line. Elo Loishna, the Bein Kula, or Bein Miksasa Kshera. He says, either one, it's Kshera, it's to get better, it's Kosher. Toisvis says the opposite. From the Bein Chanan, Loishna, either way it's a trefa. So it's a big machlokes over here. If the lung gets very red, Even miksasa, it's the same thing as kula, it's machlokes. According to Rabbeinu Hanan, it'll be treifa. According to Rashi, it'll be kasha. When the lung gets very red, and Rashi tells Zu, a gemara later on, that says, aduma kashera from Rav Nosson, we have to get back to that. Rashi has to write to me, that aduma is kashera. And Tosfos says, div mahalak, what the word aduma means, maybe we'll speak it out at Shem, maybe we'll speak it out. So the gemara vaitev, Omar Rava. A third rava. So the first two ravas was one that if the outer membrane is peeled off, it's still not called a treifa. Then we have sumka, which means that if it gets very red, firashi lemaisa will go not like rava. Rava says the difference between ksasa and kula, but firashi, even kula, the halacha is that it's kosher. Now up to the third rava. For omar rava, reyesh yavsha, if the lung gets dried out, miksasa treifa, even a little bit it's treifa. But kama, what's called being dried out? It's so brittle it could break with your fingernail. That's one pshak of tifrich b'tzipayrin. The Ramah says different. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, similar involved, Sifya Gimel says, because tifrich b'tzipayrin means that it's dry enough that if I take my fingernail and make a scratch in it, the scratch will stay. If you take your fingernail and make a scratch in your skin, 10 minutes later it won't be there anymore. Mashenkin, if it's very dry, that thing will stay there forever. Because tifrich b'tzipayrin means it's dry enough that if you scrape it with your nail, it'll stay there forever. So that's what Rava says. Rava says that kadei shetifrich b'tzipayrin. Break tomorrow, kamayk, reis b'ram shulam. You go to reis b'ram shulam, talk to the brisa. And this brisa or mishnah, actually some changes to mishnah, the Tanan, is talking about the bechar, the mum of a bechar. It says, ezu yavsha, what's called the dry ear of a bechar, let's say. If you make a hole in it and no dam comes out, that's called dry. Dry means that it can break with a fingernail. It's like a brittle as a finger, it can break with a fingernail. So he's telling me now your pshat is going according to Reis from Shulam? So I'm going, no. I feel it in Rabbanan. It can be oizen bechar, it can be the ear of bechar, the kashal bezika, that there's a lot of zika outside. It's exposed to the elements. So there, loy hadra bari. If it's as dry, if you're abundant, if it's as dry, no dam comes out, this is not getting better. Avareya, if it's just dry, there's no dam, but it's not dry like a tzipirin, so then, avareya, loy kashabe avira, hadra bari. Unless it's so dry that kishtifach of a tzipirin, so that could be the kuliyama, comes to a lung, which is inside the body of the behemoth. But amarab, hi reya, the kaima gildi gildi. This reya has a bunch of like pus pimples. Now, either they're black, uchmi, or chazusa, other colors. The halacha is that ksher. There's no problems if you have these pus pimples on the reya. It's not a siman treifa, even though it's different colors, even though they're black. Now, Tosfos is bothered by that. The Gemara says later on. On the Mem Zayin Abayis, that if it's Kediyusa, if it's like black, then it's Treifa. So he wants to say maybe Ruba and Meksasa, but it could be it's a Kasha. Again, maybe we'll speak that out in tomorrow's daf when we see it. But remember over here, it says that Uchmi is Kasha according to Rashi, which might be a little Kasha for the Gemara of Mem Zayin Abayis. We'll appreciate the Kasha more when we see the Gemara of Mem Zayin Abayis. Omar Meim Meshmei Derava, Eim Akifim Bebui. Bui is a pus pimple, they got a hole in it, and they had a hole in the ray. We're not sure when that hole happened. So if it's in a place where the butcher might have touched while he pulled the reya out, then we could assume it would be toilet in the butcher's hands that made that hole in it. But let's say it's not in the place where he touched, and you find a boar with a hole in it. You're not sure when this hole happened. Did this bust after the behemoth died or before the behemoth died? So the Gemara says, you have no eitzah over here. You don't have an eitzah of putting it next to a different blister, and trying to see like how old it is. Like, look, that blister had a hole before it died. This blister, we're not sure. Let's compare it to each other, see if the colors are the same. It says, Eima kifim bebuyi. Like Rashi says, because you can't tell. And you can't compare it to something else, because these things change all the time. Since it has a lot of liquid in there, it has a lot of the fluids, so it changes colors all the time. And therefore, there's no way for you to make a comparison by makifim bebuyi. So now it comes into the actual anatomy. I think I'm not going to try to say that word, sorry. But the actual shape and what it looks like, the lungs. So the lungs have something called uni and umi with a mem. There's two big umas on the end of the lung, two big lobes, very big lobes, called uma. You have the uma on the right and uma on the left. Then besides that, you have five unis, the unis. So that those are smaller lobes. You have three on one side and two on the other side. So these are the unis and the umis. So Rav is like this. And this is the sugyas of sircha. If you've ever heard the word sircha, sircha is very common. Sircha basically is like this, that's not really a skin, but it could look a little bit like skin that goes from one lobe to another lobe. And it's a siman of a makkah. It's a siman. There was a hole here once, and that gave out pus, and that pus came out and attached itself to the next una. So Amar Rava, Hani Tarti Uni Desrichi Lahadadi, Les Lu Bedika. Veloya Maranash like a Sidron, Avaka Sidron Hani Rivasaya. What does it mean? That Les Lu Bedikusa means, Rashi says, Shasirchazu Machmas Nekavuba. That since the Reya is She'eves, all type of liquids come in there, all type of fluids, and the mashke becomes very thick inside, like a paste, and it comes out through the nekev, it gets hard, and it becomes like a krum, it becomes like a skin, like a scab. And therefore, if we see this type of skin or scab that goes from one una to another una, so then it's a problem of a sircha. But dafka, shloike sidrin, avaka sidrin hayin revisai, and I meant Hashem, and tomorrow shir, we'll go through the bottom rashi, meant Hashem, and go through this sugya of the unas and the umas, exactly the all the halachas of the sirchas, whatever Rashi teaches us at least. Rashi gives three different halachas that I want to go through slowly, and we don't have time today, so we'll start again from Va'amurava on tomorrow's shir.